Welcome back to another episode of The Coffee Break. Today we are joined by Lucy. Cheers, Lucy.
Cheers, Matt.
Lucy, for those who may not know who you are, can you please introduce yourself and tell us how you ended up at Animoca Brands?
Yeah, for sure. Well, my name is Lucy and I lead the marketing team here at Animoca Brands. So in a nutshell, I was born and raised in France, but I've been living in Asia for the past 10 years now, about 8 years in Hong Kong. I started my career here working for a French marketing agency, partially subsidized by the French government, and my role was to promote the French food and wine in Hong Kong and Macau. That was, you know, back to like 5 years ago, because I've been with Animoca Brands since then. So I joined the company at a time where I was looking to make a career transition to the tech industry. I really wanted to start working in digital marketing fully. In performance marketing, to be specific. So, well, Yusuf, our chief knowledge officer, now gave me a chance and I joined his team to run user acquisition for some of our mobile games, Crazy Defense Heroes, among others. And of course, like we all know that Animoca Brands, since 2020, has changed quite a bit. So my role has changed over time until taking the lead of the corporate marketing team back in 2023. And we are now a team of, you know, 12 people. You're one of them, right? And that's it.
Amazing. Well, yeah, what a journey. I mean, it's been almost 5 years,
exactly.
Right? So, like you said, you've worked across Web 2 and Web 3 now extensively. What would you say is the biggest difference between, you know, the two worlds, especially when it comes to marketing?
Well, that's a good question. So if we go back to the definition of marketing, it is about promoting products or services. It's a science and an art about, like, you know, exploring, creating, and delivering value to a target market at a profit. And in my opinion, whether you are in Web 2 or Web 3, the definition doesn't change. But what changes, though, is that Web 2 marketing is much more, I'd say, technical and data-driven than Web3 marketing. So what I mean by that is that in Web2, you can measure a lot of things and that data is very reliable and helps you to make decisions. So for example, if you go back to a very classic funnel type of strategy, you are able to quantify how many users are coming from the top of the funnel to the bottom of it. You have a very robust lifecycle marketing type of strategy. That's something that might be more difficult to implement in Web3. So Web3 marketing leverages storytelling more than data. And Web3 marketers are able to craft stories, build a culture, and that's how, like, they are able to, you know, strengthen communities around their products or services or even just their brand. My view on Web3 marketing is that you need marketeers who combine the best of both worlds, meaning like the data with the storytelling.
Yeah, super interesting. It's I have to agree, obviously, being part of your team, that it's Web3 marketing is a very different angle, but it's also quite fun in some ways. So I guess, like, over the last 5 years, what has been one campaign or one moment that has been your favorite or a standout to you?
Sure. Well, I'll take a recent example that you worked on with me as well, right? So Gen 3 Playground last year, back in November 2024, Animoca Brands took part in an initiative called Blocktober. So that was a month of decentralized events, you know, coordinated by a Web3 association called Web3 Harbor and supported by the Hong Kong government. We, for the first time, decided to host a Web3 consumer event, which is something, well, I believe Hong Kong had never seen and the company had never done either. So a good, I'd say, exercise to combine both our Web2 and Web3 marketing skills, because really the challenge was to open up what Web3 is about to an audience that may not be crypto or Web3 native. And why it was memorable to me is because it was also coming at a time where, well, I grew the team by a lot last year, right? From 6 people in early 2024 to 12 of us now. And it was really the first campaign event initiative that we ran as a team. So how we combine Web2 and Web3 marketing, I would say, is by leveraging different campaigns across either the Web3 native ecosystem, particularly by working with some of the content creators that are very good partners of Animoca Brands, giving a platform as well for our flagship projects, such as, you know, Mocha Network, Open Campus, The Sandbox, to introduce their project and onboard users. And then on the Web2 marketing side of things is collaborating with, in our case, a property developer, right? K11 Musea, which was our venue, and have them leverage very brick and mortar, offline kind of advertising spots, for instance, to drive the crowd into our event.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it was a great event.
It was.
And it was really cool to see how many people showed up, and also had just people that it's not the usual Web3 crowd. Obviously, there were the usual suspects,
yes.
But it was cool to see that there were a lot more people who may have stumbled across it or were interested in it and signed up and came to the event. So, I mean, you touched on it briefly there, but in terms of kind of the services and stuff that you provide to Animoca's different portfolio companies, to its partners and stuff like that, pretending like I'm not part of your team.
Okay. What's the pitch?
Yeah. How do you work with partners and portfolio companies? And I guess, how do you help them out in terms of the function as a marketing team?
Yeah, so I mentioned that I head up the corporate marketing team at Animoca Brands. So what it means is that our core function is really to strengthen Animoca Brands' presence across, you know, online and offline activities, but also to amplify what some of our, well, we call it Web3 business building pillars and related projects are working on. So once again, you know, Mocha Network, Open Campus, The Sandbox. But beyond that, we are also trying to offer marketing services under our digital asset advisory services. Corporate marketing team here includes social media content creation, events, production and management, as well as influencer marketing. So actually these three aspects of marketing are services that we can offer to portfolio companies and other partners. Again, like we can create content for them on social media or amplify what's new with them. We can collaborate on events, namely around, you know, main industry conferences. We are used to hosting side events, so it's always a good opportunity to collaborate with partners on those and, you know, bring synergies. And finally, when it comes to influencer marketing, actually our team, together with the portfolio team, last year launched our first creator program. So it's called the Friends Network. It's a community for content creators to get together, and it's an opportunity for us to work with these content creators long-term and to bring to them opportunities with projects that are being part of our ecosystem.
So if there was a partner or a portfolio company that wanted to, I guess, tap into some of these services, what's the best way for them to do so?
Yes, so for portfolio companies, which are already part of our ecosystem, they can always reach out to our portfolio team, the ecosystem managers especially, to discuss marketing support or services that we can provide. And for partners who are not yet portfolio companies, well, we have a team of relationship managers under the investment and strategic partnerships team. Well, you interviewed Sam here before, so that team is the best point of contact.
If you're interested, definitely get in touch. Well, Lucy, it was a pleasure chatting to you today and pleasure being part of your team. So yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Guys, stay tuned for another episode of The Coffee Break, where we chat to more people, builders, and innovators in Web3.